Blog Talk Radio. Skipping rocks and leaving footprints down there on the riverbank. I'm always holding hands, never making plans, just living in the moment. Wednesday night, and yes, I do sound kind of sick because maybe I am, but I'm in this denial period that I'm not sick because I don't like being sick. I'm going to bring on my partner in crime in a moment. The website should be done by Sunday night. Yay! And let's see, do we have anyone in the chat? Yeah, we have, thanks, Brandy. We have Brandy and Liz Fan in chat. And I'm going to bring my co-host on in a moment, but I just want to tell everyone we are having only an hour or so because I'm tired, I'm cranky, and everything else with that, and so I'm going to bring on Terry, but yeah, we only are going to have an hour so tonight because I'm not feeling good, and you know what, just to tell everyone, don't get in a fight with your best friend and big sister over the age because it's not fucking worth it. Okay, I'm going to bring her on.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Yeah, okay. I'm here. In case I talk really low, I'm still in the pizza shop waiting for my cheese pizza. So it takes forever to make a cheese pizza. And yeah, don't get in a fight over characters on TH because it's not pretty.
No, especially when
especially with your friends.
Yeah,
maybe
hey,
you could get in a fight. Maybe you could get in a fight with the other a fan base, but you know, and enemies, but not your friends.
Yeah, and especially not your best friend and big sister. And you know, believe me, you guys. I mean, if friends like two different people, you should just drop the fighting.
And before you start getting in a fight with somebody, you better make sure you get the facts straight of what you're fighting about. So.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
Oh, yeah, I told you I found it when you come back here next summer, I found it a new place that we can have lunch.
Well, who said I'm coming back next summer?
What? Okay, good. Yeah, today.
Oh my gosh.
Liz and Blair Fan wants to know who will
I'm
we fighting
kidding.
About.
Oh.
I know.
Well, it was somebody went on Twitter saying that, thank you. Okay, thanks. It was something about, she called me this morning saying that, you know what, I got in a fight with somebody on Twitter, something that she said that Lulu hit Carly. And I was supposed to support Carly on that, you know,
yes.
Because she really loves Carly. And
yes.
But that was not right because I just watched the show today, and it wasn't between Carly and Lulu. It was between Lulu and Brooklyn.
Brooklyn. Oh, I'm bringing Silly on because I don't. Well, I know because I don't want to keep Silly waiting and get Silly angry at me. Hello, Silly.
That's right. Don't keep Shirley waiting. How are you doing, girls?
Oh, good. Oh, Terry's getting her pizza.
I just got it right now.
Terry's getting the pizza?
Yeah. I've been standing in Little Caesars for like the longest time getting pizza.
Oh.
They have the pepperonis. They have pepperonis ready first, but the cheese pizza takes forever. And my little niece at home, she can't eat pepperoni because of her migraines. So I was thinking about her when I got it. So I was
Get a plain pizza for her. Just get a regular.
Yeah, that's what
pizza,
I did.
Right?
But the plain pizza, you had to wait forever. The cheese pizza. I was waiting in there for like, what time did I go in there?
I'm
20 minutes.
Yeah. Silly, I wanted to. Did you ever watch movies on Hallmark?
Once in a while. Sometimes they have, you know, most of the time it's sort of sappy. I mean,
yeah.
But which movie are you talking about?
Okay, I'm right in the middle of it, but Terry always saw it. And it's called Class. And it's with Jamie from AMC on my television.
Jamie, who, talking about Jamie?
Yeah.
Oh, Jamie, who used to play Jamie.
What's her name?
Husband? Oh, yeah, it seemed like I saw Coming Attractions as that.
And it was really good. I mean, I'm in like a little, you know.
It's not a cheesy movie either. It's a really good story. I liked it.
Okay, maybe I'll take a gander.
Oh my God, and then we got in a fucking accident just now. No, I was like driving, coming out of here, I wasn't judging very good with the headlights coming at me, and they were closer than I thought, so. Oh, man. It's so hot here in fucking California. Excuse my language, but fuck. It's hot, man. It's like 90 degrees today.
Is it hot where you are today, Silly?
I'm in Florida, baby.
You're in Florida.
It is what it is.
It must be hot. Oh, shoot. It must be hotter there in Florida, man.
Yeah, well, Florida is known for the heat.
Yeah, I know.
It's Florida
/
heat. It was up to, I had a doctor's appointment today. When I left the house, it was 75, but it was sort of humid, and so it felt higher than, you know, 75. It was supposed to have gone up to 92. Whether or not it got there, I don't know, because after I got home from the doctor, I said, I'm not going back out today. It's too freaking hot. I didn't go out. I've been chilling out, reading fanfic, doing stuff, you know.
It was
80. Oh, what? How? Okay, sorry. I interrupted you.
Hello?
You go.
We're listening to you.
Oh, I thought I heard a thud or something. I thought I got hung up.
I'm waiting on somebody to say something about
that. Oh, no, I was I said something on Twitter about it today. I go, something,
mm-hmm.
I said something about, it's so nice that Michael interrupted the so-called love fest of that whore and Jason. Thank God. We love you, Michael.
Did you see it?
Because it was so funny, because Michael came into the, wanted to talk to Jason, and he interrupted. I guess Jason came down the stairs. He must have been going to get something. Sam was waiting in the room for him, and then Michael was knocked on the door. Michael came in. He didn't realize that they were having their little whatever going on, and it was so nice to see him interrupt that moment or whatever they were having. It was so wonderful to see that. No? And then Michael and Jason had their conversation and everything.
And that was it.
Even, and Sam came downstairs, was you know, when Michael came over, I don't know what they were talking about because I fast forward through that. But and that was all she had. She had like two freaking scenes. Oh God, I felt like laughing. But I teased about it on Twitter, which was so wonderful to tease about it on Twitter because this is ridiculous, man. You know this.
Yep.
Well, there's this rumor going around that she's supposed to be leaving. No, there's somebody leaving in the fall. There's some diva leaving in the fall. I was just reading that on RTN.
Mm-hmm.
This poster toy, she apparently has some kind of pipeline to whoever. And
yeah,
they told her that person is Kelly Monaco. I say, yeah, right. Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, come on. I mean, who the hell helps the diva? I mean, I'm thinking
yep.
it too. I'm thinking about it too. I mean, I was reading that and I thought, the only diva that I know is Kelly Monaco.
I know. That's the first person I thought of, you know.
Because Nancy Lee Grom, and like, Nancy Lee Grom is in.
I wouldn't call her a diva, though. I wouldn't call her a diva. I mean, maybe somebody said that and really don't know what the real definition of a diva is. I don't know. But I wouldn't call Nancy Lee Grom.
No.
Even Laura Wright, who has been on the show for a long time. I don't think I don't know now. Maybe Laura. I mean, Laura has spoken out a couple of times when she was unhappy about something, so. I don't know, but as far as diva, I can't.
Mm-hmm.
The only person I really think about is Kelly Monaco. But then who knows?
Oh, and the next week, like next Monday, they are now announcing the Dancing with the Stars cast.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah.
Have you heard anything at all, or what?
Well, I've heard like who they want to get, but. Like, no one's, like, no one's really confirmed anyone yet.
Okay, all right, okay. Well, you know how you hear rumors.
Don't
profit.
Well, yeah. Someone wanted, Paul Abdul, but they were wanting Paul Abdul. They've been wanting Paul Abdul since, like...
I would love Paula, but I don't think she would do it, though.
No, me either.
I don't think she... I mean, she's a pro. I mean, that would be sort of... That's not that fair. She's a pro. She's a professional dancer.
Mm-hmm.
She's a choreographer, you know, so...
Yes.
I don't think she could hardly do that, you know, become one of the contestants. But then, I don't know. Who knows? Who knows, baby? Who knows? So,
and I mean, but at least, you know, summer's almost over, and then we will have our TV shows back. But then I will miss our summer shows too. I mean,
I haven't gotten into any summer shows, so I won't be missing any. So.
Oh, really?
No, I haven't really gotten into any summer shows. So, I'll watch me a good movie, you know, I'll rent some movies, but I haven't really gotten to any summer shows. So, I'm just waiting for the fall to start.
Mm.
And,
you know, I cannot wait for Brothers and Sisters. I'm just, like, looking forward to because of the cliffhanger.
Is somebody dying on that show or somebody died?
Yeah, someone died. The Rob Lowe.
Rob Lowe
too. Yeah.
Okay.
But it's how they ended with the car crash, and but I mean, I'm looking forward to Grace, Private Practice,
mm-hmm.
All of us. And I am looking forward to Glee too.
Mm-hmm.
I said I'm looking forward to Glee. Terry?
Yeah, I know, baby. I heard you.
No. I would too. I think,
Is that Terry? Is she still trying to get the pizza?
Hello?
Oh, hello?
Hey.
Are you still trying to get pizza?
No, I'm at home. I muted you guys because I was at home.
Oh.
like I normally am, so.
Oh. You know, it's funny you were at the pizza place because yesterday that's what I had for dinner. I couldn't think of what to cook. I'm sick of everything. So I had bought myself this frozen pizza. Some of them aren't good, but some of them are very good. This is by Frischetta. And
oh, okay, yeah.
It's so good. And they have the crust, you know, with the dough that, you know, rises, and it had pepperoni and sausage and peppers and onions. I could have eaten that whole thing. It was so good. And I had leftovers, so I had that for lunch when I got back from the doctor's office. But that was good. I said it tastes better because I'm sick of Domino's. It tastes so commercial. And after a while, they all start tasting alike to me. But then,
Well, we have no Little Caesars left here. That's funny.
Yeah, I've never had Little Caesars before. I never had them.
How are the Yankees doing?
Well, they won tonight, so they were doing good.
Oh, you're really happy about that, huh?
Yeah.
And when does baseball season end?
It ends in October. October, possibly. Sometimes it goes into November. That's rare. That's when it ends. It ends in October with the World Series.
We went to a little minor league game when I was visiting her.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we never told that story,
really?
Did we?
Okay.
We did. And
We almost got hit in the head a few times by the ball, but anyway.
You know, you all have gotten some, I don't know, you sound like the adventure twins. I mean, almost in a car accident, and now you're almost being by a baseball.
Adventure twins. Yeah, we almost got killed in a car accident going the wrong way. That's
oh, gosh.
And that was my fault. That was your dad's fault.
I know, and you know that's funny. It happened a week around. It happened last Wednesday around this time too.
Actually, it happened around 5 o'clock or something, or 6 o'clock.
We went to my parents' at 6.
Yeah. Okay. That's right. It gets dark. It's dark here. It gets dark. Oh, they're late. So.
Yeah, it gets dark here about 9 o'clock.
I guess dark here like about 30 or something. It's starting to get dark at 7:30.
What about in Florida, Silly? What time does it get dark for you?
You're doing what?
Oh, I was asking what time it does it get really dark on you during the summertime, because here it doesn't get dark until 9:30.
Oh, well, here, now the days are getting shorter. You can see the difference now. And sometime after 7, around 7:30, you see it's starting to get a little dark. Not dark, but then you can see where it's just not as, light as it was when summer first started. So you can see.
Oh, yeah, I mean.
So you can see the days are getting shorter now.
That's what I got in the mail, a high school reunion thing.
Oh,
are you serious?
July 29th.
Oh, that's nice.
July 29th, 2011. The tickets are freaking $99.
And where is it going to be?
It's going to be the DoubleTree Club Hotel OC Airport in Santa Ana, California. I hope it's better than the last one that I went to.
Wait, what's the date on it?
July 29th, 2011.
Oh, okay.
Boy, they give you plenty of time. So, like, if you weigh 200 pounds or something, they give you time to get yourself in shape.
It's August 27th, 2011. Saturday, August
27th.
Oh, that's so.
I have to get all this stuff probably by, oh, no, advertise your business. Never mind.
Bridget is missing tonight.
Yeah, how is Bridget?
Bridget is in the cell room, and hopefully she's going to call in to us because, you know, she could not get on Monday because it was acting really weird.
Christy, thing is messed up, man.
Yeah, Christy was going to call in, but her computer went kind of crazy.
Well, I'm going to go get another pizza. Just hold on.
Another pizza, pizza. So, if Kelly Monaco goes in the fall, which I'm not holding my breath on that one, but then even if she does go, that doesn't, you don't know whether anything's going to happen with Jason and Liz, which I don't.
I think Liz on is coming, and
go ahead and keep that faith, girl. Good. I mean, everybody has their...
I mean, I think we'll come more when Becky comes back from maternity leave.
Mm.
I mean, you know, I mean...
Yeah. You know what's funny? How they're letting her go to her sister Sarah's when she doesn't even talk to her sister Sarah.
Yeah.
I know. That was it's such a, you know, lame way to get her off screen. I said, well, wait a minute. I didn't know that they had gotten, you know, back together. I thought they were, you know, at odds with each other. I know.
Ah,
they were.
But then, you see, they don't really have any imagination at all. So they said, oh, we'll just send it to her sister Sarah. What the hell?
Her sister Sarah slept with Lucky back in the day.
That doesn't matter.
I know.
Doesn't matter.
You know what's so sad is that how come Maxie and Lucky can talk about their past history? Yeah, that's what they were doing today. She went to Lucky to do a background check on Lisa, and she was, why are you doing that? She's like, well, Lisa's acting kind of like how I was obsessed with you back in the day and all that. And then they kind of went into their, you know, when they were together and everything, when he was on drugs or whatever. And I'm sitting there thinking, why can't they go back in history with Liz and Jason or Sam and Jason or something and rehash some things or whatever?
Nah.
I don't.
Maybe they will. I mean, I'm just going to put this out there. I'm waiting until Rebecca gets back from maternity leave, and then we can see what we're having. Bridget is having trouble again with Blog Talk.
Yeah, whatever. What's new with Blog Talk, you know?
Mm. So was Brenda on today or what?
No, No, she wasn't on today.
Oh.
It was kind of a good cat fight between... Well, not really a cat fight, but
I saw it on RTN. They had it up. They had it between Lulu and what's the name? Brooklyn. And,
yeah.
What's his name? Dante is. Did she give him drugs or something? Cause
yeah.
Jackson, like he didn't know, like he was in a fog of some kind, you know. I said. It was such a phony, fight. I said, they don't even do cat fights that well. Slap, slap, bip, bip, and get your ass out of here. Boop. She booted her out of here. Okay. Oh, well, moving right along.
Okay.
Another exciting episode of General Hospital.
Wait. Hold on. Liz Bilfan, they is going to... back to, they is back according to the ace. All that crap never happened.
What crap never happened?
Don't know. Maybe
they
lucky.
Oh, you mean all the stuff that they did with Greg Vaughn, Lucky? That's what they do. They're just erasing everything. You know, they're just erasing, you know, like, turn the pencil over and just erase. You know, I mean, it really is. It's so insulting. I find that so insulting.
Yeah.
I hate that more than anything. You know, that's like we don't care. We don't watch. We don't remember. Come on, give me a freaking break.
No, isn't that? I know. It's so sad. I mean, this show has just gone completely to me. the writing is not good anymore.
Nope.
I mean, I can't write for shit on this show. It's like writing, you know. It's like I'm starting to watch All My Children again a little bit because I like JR and Annie. I'm starting to like.
You know
that.
What? You know what? I'm sort of. You know. Well, I'm into the. I like the Angie. Storyline where she. Now that's a good storyline. That's a good storyline. And as far as JR and Annie, they got some major chemistry going there. That chick who's his wife, they never had any chemistry at all.
He has
chemistry with the other fella. I mean, of course, what's his name? Scott. Scott was in love with
Annie.
He was in love with her before she fell in love with JR, you know, and she had to marry him, you know. But then, and he and Annie, they don't have any chemistry, but JR and Annie do. And
I know, I'm sitting there watching JR and Marissa one day, and I'm like, who the heck is this person? They're married, and supposedly I found out she was babe.
They have no chemistry, yeah.
I'm like, she is so boring. Why is JR with her?
She's awful. Now she's supposed to be what was JR's first wife's name? That was
a twin.
Now they had good chemistry, but I said this is a twin. I said this girl is the most boring. Boring. Oh, she's.
I know. I don't get why they had her on there.
My God! And I said, and she's still hanging tough, but she has better chemistry with Scott. You know,
I agree too. They got her stuff together the other day because she saw Annie and JR together, but she didn't stay to see the whole thing. JR and Annie were kind of basically saying goodbye to each other, and they didn't want to do that. They didn't want to. And then she goes and saw Scott, and so Scott thought that. And I was like, oh my gosh, man. So I bet you she's going to turn out pregnant, and it's going to be Scott's baby.
Mm-hmm.
I bet
soap opera.
I have a question.
Yes.
I thought, okay, am I wrong? I thought Scott was gay at one point.
Gay? How you ever say that?
So, no.
No.
He's never
okay.
No.
Okay, because... No, I don't know. I mean, I was trying to remember the Scott character before.
The first Scott?
Yes.
Oh, well, the first Scott, he was a cutie. He's going on to do other things. He has the one with the dimples and stuff. I can't think of his name. But this Scott's boring, too. He's another boring character.
Yeah.
So she and him, they're like perfect together because they're both boring. And on Days Now, so I want to ask you, is Hope, what is her name? What's the actress's name who plays Hope?
Chris.
Is she leaving the show or is she going on hiatus or something?
No.
No. Because she's supposed to be gone for 2 years, you know, at this place. I said maybe she's going on vacation or something.
I have a feeling that it's just part of the storyline. She'll probably be seen in jail or something, you know, whatever. And I bet you people are going to help her try to get out early.
Yep. I thought, and I could be wrong again, I thought Abe was taking the same sleeping pills.
Who was taking the same sleeping pills?
Abe.
Abe?
Yeah, because Abe went to the same doctor as Hope. Well, Hope got the medication from, you know.
Yeah, but maybe they didn't take the same type of medication. You know what I'm saying? You have two people taking the same meds, and maybe one might have a bad reaction and the other one doesn't. So it all depends. So her, it was a very bad reaction.
A very, very, very bad reaction. And,
Caulking people in their heads and stuff.
I understand why it was a whole fault for this, and I don't understand why Adriana is being so hard on her.
Well, actually, she didn't know about the pills and all of that. She didn't know about all, and she's just bitter now. You know, she's bitter because her ass went to jail, and she think everybody, you know, and plus she and broke up with Brady, so, you know, she has issues these days, so she's not very happy, so, you know, whatever. And I'm going to tell you, Rafe and, oh, God. What's the chicks? I can't remember nobody's names.
Nicole.
Huh? Yes, Nicole. They have no chemistry. I said,
hold on, you guys. We have another call. Hello?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Hey, Jay. Oh, my
yes.
God.
It is me.
Long time no hear, I mean.
Yeah. What's up, guys?
Hi.
Hi.
Go ahead. Tell him, Carly. Tell him
what?
Wait. Before we go on, I had 3 strawberry daiquiris tonight.
Oh, you did? Oh, okay.
Well, then you should be ready for us then.
Okay. 3
strawberry daiquiris.
Hey, get ready for Tarumba. No, I'm kidding. Whatever.
All right.
So what, Carly? What's up? Talk to me.
Nothing.
Carly. Tell him.
Okay, thanks, both of you. No, nothing. I really haven't slept in like 4 days, and I've been sick, and I have a little fever, and I've been crabbing most of the day, and.
Is that what she wants you to tell me?
No, I'm dying.
I can attest to the crappiness. So.
Okay, I thought we were getting over that.
No, we are, but I'm just saying.
Okay, fine.
What is the problem? I don't understand. What is the problem?
So Zay, haven't called us in months.
I know. I'm busy. I'm halfway there. I'm at the halfway mark. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. It sounds like you. Okay.
Oh yeah. You have.
Yeah. You're halfway to what?
Oh my God. Okay. Hold on. We have another call. Hello. Oh. You on the air with us?
Yes, I am on the air.
Well, hello.
Oh my God, Brendan.
Hi, talk radio is pissing me the hell off. It has been doing this to me since Christy's show, and I am peeved as hell.
Wow.
Well, because I'm on
my cell phone, and I don't use my cell phone very often, so, but I'm mad.
You have every right to be mad. And, oh, by the way, I cannot stand Stephanie Evil on Dave's visit.
Oh, I hate that bitch. Oh,
yeah,
my
me
God.
Too.
Wow.
Oh,
yes.
I mean, she's a vindictive cow. I
she
tell
is.
You what, I
Boy,
hope Melanie and Nathan nail her ass to the wall. Yeah,
boy, did
I can't
they do
stand
a turnaround
her.
On that character, because she used to be so
boy.
And innocent, but now she's a real biatch.
Oh, boy. And she'll do anything to keep him. I think when he said that Melanie got choked, she was like an insistent bitch. I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
You know? But if it came to her.
She hasn't found out anything. Because I've been watching it, but I did miss it.
No, because Chloe's name, Chloe, they didn't use Chloe's name. That's why she can't find the maternity results. And it's driving her nuts.
Oh, but they used the other person's name. And
yeah.
Remember the whole medical mix Medical mess.
Yep.
It was such a lame. Yeah. Oh man.
And now Sammy saw Rafe and Nicole getting all hot and bothered in the hotel room today.
Sammy's an idiot. She's just so stupid. She's just, I don't know. Sammy will never learn. Just like Brady told her. You know, just like Brady got on. Brady can't talk, but then Brady said, hey, you know.
I did see the movie Salt, and I liked it.
What about Inception?
I haven't seen that, but Terry has seen it.
She said, I think Terry liked it. I think she said it was pretty good.
Carly, you went to go watch Jolie.
Oh, my God.
Inception.
I'm the only one.
You have no right.
One.
You have no right to complain any longer. No right. No right. Come on, man. How are you gonna fix this industry when you're giving your money to her?
Oh my
anyway,
God.
Next topic. Go on.
No. Well, wait a moment.
Carly,
okay.
No.
Okay.
You're the host.
Okay. So what? Okay, I've been having a bad day. I've been on all day, so why pretend I'm like happy about things? No, that movie was actually really good. I mean, I'm not a big fan of the Jolie movie, but that movie was actually good.
What was good about it?
The action and all that. I mean, I really enjoyed it.
What was it about?
Okay, Zay.
It's a simple question. Simple question.
Yeah, it was an action movie
one
about the Russians.
Plus one
okay.
Two.
Okay,
one plus
so.
One two.
Okay,
yes.
You know what?
Shirley, what's the
name? Terry?
Yeah.
Terry, where are you? Terry, what happened, Terry?
Terry, where are you? Where are you, Terry?
Yes.
Hey, wait, hold on. I was muted this whole time. I was talking to. Okay, wait a minute, Dave. But I saw Inception, and yes, wait a minute. Yes, you were right. It was a great movie, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
It got pretty good reviews.
That was a great, great movie. I'm glad I went to see it, and I don't know if I went to see it with somebody else, or I don't remember who I saw it with, but yes. And it was me that we went to see Salt together. I'm the one that asked if she wanted to go see it. I wanted to see
Emily. That was good, too.
I liked it. I just liked it because it was entertaining. I liked it. I like Angelina in action mode or something. I like action.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Yeah.
But, okay, don't get us. You had to be swelled too big, but yes, it was a good movie, Inception, okay? You happy now that you were right?
Anyway, what else is going
on? Oh, no comment! No comment!
Guys,
we're right,
Dave?
You were so right about Inception!
Oh, Bridget, what's up? What's up?
Oh, my God.
Someone, please give me some good news.
I haven't watched either one,
so it's all good to me.
I have good news. There's a possibility Kelly might be leaving. Who knows?
Oh, I hope, I pray, I'll hold the door for her as she walks out, and I'll shut it behind her when she leaves.
Yeah, me too.
Can I ask a question?
What?
Okay, that woman leaving that show. I mean, what else can we hope for from GH?
Okay, better writing.
Yeah.
Better. Brenda's back on the show now. Vanessa Marsilva.
Yeah.
I don't know how.
I have to say though, it was a little. It's a little boring.
Yeah.
It needs to pick up a little bit. I mean, this her being in wherever and. I mean, it's just blah right now. If they just would start picking it up and get her going instead of this, oh, my God, now she's going to marry, or she's not going to marry this movie star dude. Or I mean, it's just boring. I'd rather watch the crazy-ass Lisa going after Robin and Patrick than watching Brenda right now. I mean, I mean, so Lisa is a crazy bitch.
what storylines on this show are interesting now?
Okay, you know what they
Wait a minute. Let me answer that. Right now, I know it's a crazy ass story, but I'm kind of liking the Lisa and Patrick and Robin.
I am too. She's a nutcase.
I'm kind of liking it right now because it's bringing in. Also, it might bring in Robin to go to Sunny's world a little bit. You know. I just like it. I mean, it's stories of all what's going on the show right now, and I'm kind of liking the Maxie and Lucky kind of like thing right now. But and if they could, I know, but remember what we said. And I'm kind of liking the Christine. Well, if they would put Christine and Ethan together, I would really like that.
I would be happy.
Oh, God.
What? Okay.
Yeah, I'm not liking the Maya chick.
Me neither.
She's just not doing it for me. I mean, they're not giving her anything. All they're giving her is being around Ethan, and it's not even not even anything really going on. I mean, it's just like boring.
So, compare her to the characters that they are giving material to. I mean, is it really that big?
Again, okay, let's see.
I mean. Come on, and let's get real. I mean, is the difference really that big?
You want us to compare characters that are on the show now that have... I don't know. I mean, she's nothing... I don't... They haven't given her anything to...
I mean, the characters that you do like, what are they doing that she's not doing?
Well, at least with the characters that they have now, say JJ, he's given a crappy storyline. He could really act that scene out, even though it's a crappy storyline. And I can't really say the same thing for Maya. I don't think she could really, if she were put in the scene with Maurice or Steve Burton, I honestly don't think that she could really, she would be like just a fly on the wall in the scene or whatever.
You can say that for the majority of the cast, though, correct?
I don't know about the majority of the cast, though. I don't know. I don't know about the majority.
So would it be fair to say that you can count on one hand the guys who wouldn't be wallpaper in the scene with those two?
Okay.
I need names.
You know what?
I know what names you want us to say, but
no,
I'm trying to see what names you're using.
Okay, Carly, you take this one. I've already been talking to Dana, so your turn now.
But you know. I don't want to hug the Sotil, so if you want to...
I don't want to do what?
I don't know, Bridget or Shirley, what do you think?
I don't feel that I can say anything because I don't really watch the show.
There you go.
Okay. I read the recaps. You know, now and then I will catch a scene, but other than, you know, been watching it for the whole...
Kelly's been wallpaper since I didn't
know
I brought her together with
Jason. Hold on, you guys, we have another call.
Oh, God.
Hello?
Hey, it's me.
Hey, it's you. Who? This one.
It's Jason Lives Forever.
What?
Jason Lives Forever.
Okay. You can talk. I need to say my voice.
Did you can answer this?
New blood.
I'm like, who the hell is this? It's me. You told me to call.
Maybe you can answer Jay's question for us. He was asking about, what was your question again? I forgot.
See? It's so unfortunate. I'm so glad
wallpaper on GH. No, he was on wallpaper. Since they brought her back together.
We are comparing actors and actresses to that Maya character because she has now been outcast by DAD radio listeners. So.
Well, I mean, if they would give her something. I mean, they haven't really given her anything.
But listen, you can say that for everybody, though.
No, oh, okay. You know what, Zay? Okay, I
it
know what you're trying. No, I know. I know where you're going to go, and if I lose my voice because of you, Terry will not be happy with you. So.
Guys, I am asking 100% reasonable questions here. 100%.
No. You are trying to sell a boo-boo.
No.
Fine with me about it.
I understand what Jay's saying. I mean, because I think that if a lot of these actors were given a juicy storyline that, well, some of them, not all of them, I don't know, but maybe, you know.
I don't know. Give it to all of them. Give it to all of them.
Yeah.
And if they
everyone needs a juicy story.
Even Maya, if you were given a juicy storyline, she could probably act as a top dog.
Although I don't really watch the show,
but from what I'm reading, I don't think there's not one single actor on that show is given great material. I don't think there's what to me. I mean, I'm just reading
nope,
this.
Exactly.
I mean, not even Steve Burton.
I agree.
Not Paul. Everybody has sucked because the writing sucks.
Thank you.
Yeah, I know.
So, I mean, applying that logic, if so-and-so was giving you a proper storyline, you can say that for everybody.
I mean, I could probably ask that. That's the thing.
Thank you. They are doing what any old Jack or Jane can do. Anybody walking on the street right now. Give them the exact same resources. They can do the exact same thing.
Right. I agree, but I don't agree. I think there's a lot of talented actors on the show. I think they're given really cruddy lines, and I think they're given really cruddy storylines to work with and stories, period. But for the most part, I think most of those actors are really talented.
Yeah.
So not any Joe Blow on the street could do it. That's not true.
Who do you have in mind as a good actor and actress on the show?
I'm just trying to get a gauge.
Rick Hirsch used to be a really great actor. I mean, they all are. It's just that they're not given the best script
material
or storyline.
I'm just curious, like, what do you classify as a good actor, a good actor?
Oh, my God.
No. Carly.
Someone who can bring me to tears.
Yes.
Yeah.
Someone who can bring me to tears in a storyline.
Yeah.
Or that you're rooting for them because you know they're a good character or a bad character, or you hate them because they're a bad character. And I mean, like, an evil, like Helena. She's a really good actress because you love to hate her.
Yeah.
I agree too.
Someone who brings the character to life. I mean, you.
There you go.
You can see this character. You know.
I mean, like some of these people, some of the actors on there, even though they're giving the crappy storyline, they can still bring you into that story with their emotions. And if they get, that's what I'm saying. Some of these are really good actors. They can act the crappy storyline. You know, and they could, like, make you cry. I mean, I've cried a few times on the show already a little bit. And, I mean, if they could give a very ugly, you know, script, and they could really act that thing out, you know?
Yes.
I mean, back in the day, I know, because, Jay, you don't like Julie. You don't like Julie on the show, right? Julie Berman?
It's not that I don't like her. It's just I don't really care for
When she was on the stand, when she did that one, she won an Emmy for it. When she was on the stand in the testifying
Terry,
for Johnny,
Terry, don't
I cried. I cried.
Now you do.
I'm on a soap opera that I cry.
Yeah, see, exactly. I mean, they're not all given great storylines at the time, and some of them, even really good storylines, don't have a really great script attached to it.
Right.
So the actors can only work with what they're getting.
Yes. Yeah. And, but what
I mean,
the thing
really, just take one actor, Steve Burton.
Right.
When is the last time he had his own storyline, and when is the last time that it's been a good one?
See, the last good thing I think between two characters
was with Becky was when they had that little brief story they had, you know.
I was just going to say that scene.
They bring out the best in each other.
They do. Oh, my God, they do.
And Rick Hurst. I used to love them together.
I love Rick Hurst, too.
They were awesome together. They were awesome together, you know. But when is the last time he has had a good meaty? Because he's such a good actor.
Yeah.
But for just a passerby or somebody who's just changing the channel and just watching that, they would never know it.
Yeah, they would never know it.
To me, never. To me, they just
Steve Byrne to me, he like the scene when they broke up, Luke and Jason in the courtroom. Even though it was really sad. Just their emotions in their face. You didn't even have to say a word.
Oh, I know. They make him melt.
Yeah.
It was not a breakup. It was not, I just saw him when Terry was here. It was not a breakup. That scene wasn't a breakup. They did it for Jake. And, oh, by the way, you guys, we have 4 minutes left. And the website will be up on...
See, Jay, that's what I was trying to get her to tell you, Jay.
Carry on, Carly. Go ahead. Exit.
You're interrupting me, Jay. The website will be up by Sunday night. And, yeah.
And do we have the URL?
Well, I'm working on it.
You have messages.
Yeah. Yes, of course. I'm going to have messages for it. Okay.
Yes.
And I'm going to have a little rant room, and there's going to be everything, and I'm going to blow SOS website out of the wall. Soap office, soaps.com. You know, because I'm going to have every week, like, favorite couples, and I'm not leaving any couple out just because if they don't sales screen time.
That's,
we are not leaving them out anymore. It's bullshit. Ow. Yeah.
Have you elected moderators to your site?
Say you would not be one.
I'm just asking. You would have that.
Stop. But you would not be one. I'm sorry.
She's gonna let me be one because I'm fair.
Yeah. 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 I would actually.
Jay's not fair.
I'm very fair. I'm very fair.
Oh, I know you are fair, but no, Jay, no, you're not.
Hold on. The way that you've gone after that couple, Jay Sam, you're going to say I'm not fair.
Hey, you know what?
I'm impartial. I'm not even a
Okay,
Jay
you know
fan.
What? I don't have to be impartial, okay?
Hey, it's my website.
Okay, my website, and by the way, they've gone after you, they've gone for you.
You're not a couple anyway. All it is sex.
They
had to bring out the Bo Peep outfit after that is just pathetic.
Oh, God.
But, you know, you figure after her boyfriend's come in from jail that she'd, you know, at least go get something new.
I mean, that was enough for that crappy outfit, but twice.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say that, but yeah.
I mean, and what's so sad about it, he is looking forward to the boots and everything. Because didn't he tell her he doesn't want her to dress like that for anybody except him? So, you know, so you sort of know what they're all about, you know. You know, they just. I'm so glad I'm not watching that mess.
Earlier today on the show, I said I was so glad that Michael came in to interrupt their so-called love fest.
Gotta love Michael.
Yeah, okay, we are off the air in like 5 seconds, but call in on Monday. And yeah, but no, the website is going to kick butt because I am so sick of these Sam fans saying things, so I'm going to sub them up once and for all.
Right, so basically you just declared war against a couple, and you're the fair one, right? Carly?
Oh, God, they know. I know I am not fair with...
Sam and Jason are in their time, they were a really good couple in their time. Now, it's just not romantic. It doesn't do anything on TV.
On that show? I mean, what's romantic? I mean, who's romantic on that show?
I think... Liz and Jason are romantic. Liz and Jason are romantic.
Yeah. Are they together?
When they're together, they are. They're watching each other is romantic.
Yeah.
Even though they're not together, they're very romantic because they want to be together, but they can't be together. That's romantic.
Yeah.
Guys, in my opinion, there needs to be a cataclysmic event, a avalanche, something. Takes out 80% of that
80% of the cast.
Okay,
and they bring in a completely new guys, okay?
Okay,
Maxie would be the first one to go. Maxie would be the first one.
Carly,
you're the host.
I control the system.
We all know where your loyalties lie, okay? If we're up to you, Maxie and Nelly would have their own show, okay? And it would
I would want Jason and Liz to have their own show, not Maxie and Nelly. So after I get my website up, you can see it. But
like I said, there needs to be a fire or something. Something needs to happen to take these guys out.
Aren't you guys tired of viewers, right?
Aren't you tired
of
viewers?
You know what, you keep this up and the Swiss boat is going to start having trouble.
Whoa. Dictator. What'd you say? You said you're going to cut me off. Carly.
You start on this.
Where is Bridget?
Oh, my God.
This
is hilariously funny.
Amazing. Interesting. Hey, very interesting.
I only have to be fair when it melts. And when Nelly does it, no, I don't have to be fair right now. It's my show, and it's my website.
Right.
And they will mind kill you. But Team Sam fans have been coming after us for years.
Be mature.
Okay, you know what, Zay? I don't feel like it. I do not feel like it.
Listen.
Oh, my God, so funny.
Sorry.
Carly.
I wasn't there right now.
Oh, God.
This is so funny.
Yeah.
Hey, Jay. Hey, okay. I know I'm going to... Okay, Jay, who do you think in your...
Jay?
I know what he's gonna say.
Sorry.
Okay, fine.
What's the question?
Yeah. I'm asking out of the 80%. Okay, you said 80% should go. Well, what the other percent that's left? Who do you think that should be the other percent that should stay?
Ooh, good question.
Who should remain on the show? In my opinion.
Who should remain on the show? In your opinion, then.
Well, again. It all depends on the direction you're trying to take. If I was in charge.
You're saying that Steve Byrne and Maurice Byrne, when they're given shitty storylines, they could act their chops off or whatever you want to say. No, but I'm saying,
But Terry, again, that logic is, I mean, it's kind of one-sided here. Now, what if we gave the worst actor or actress alive the best storyline? Could they then do a good job?
No, I mean, look, come on. You've had some really, I've seen some really bad actors on a soap opera, and they're like, they can't even act.
Okay, I have a question for you then. All of those young actors running around on GH today, what have you seen that completely blew your mind from these guys? How can you recall what they're doing on there now good? What have you seen? What have you seen from that? What's that Irish guy's name? What have you seen from him?
I have seen Maxie the
Which Irish guy?
I have seen the character of Maxie when Georgie died. She went into Kelly's. That scene in Kelly's.
Yeah.
Terry.
Okay. A good Michael. Michael, when he got supposedly raped or unraped, when he was explaining that was really good.
Listen, guys, I've seen the talent out there. These guys are a dime a dozen. I promise you.
I'm sure. There's a lot of people with talent, and I agree with you.
But see, here's the thing. I mean, I can sit here and I can tell you. See, unless you've seen the talent out there, look, if you guys have seen half the things that I've seen, you will look at Maxie in a different light. You will look at half
I'm here.
What do you need?
God, the Swiss vote is going to have problems in a couple of minutes. You're keeping it up.
I'm speaking the truth.
It's not the truth. It's really guy being stupid.
I don't understand. I mean, it's like people keep settling for and settling for, and then they say, why are things so bad? So if it's the writer's fault, I mean, whose fault is it?
It's politics.
Yeah, it's the fucking politics, Zay. It's the fucking politics every 5 days a week on the soap. So if, I don't even say
language,
it's the writing.
Language.
Oh, my God, you know, Zay, my language has been bad on the soap since day one. And if someone has a problem with that, they can just...
That doesn't excuse it.
Oh, my God, you know what? I don't have to explain myself to
say.
You.
Say what you're going to say.
Okay, no, it's... Okay, it's politics. Okay, it's not the right. It's freaking politics. So they, let's move on to the subject before I totally lose my voice. And if I lose my voice, it will be very sad for me because then I can talk. And I imagine a lot of people will love that, but I will hate that. So you have to switch skills because if I lose my voice because of you,
okay,
that
new
would not
caller,
be
new caller. Question for the new caller. Are you there? Can you hear me?
Me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, what's the question? Let me try my best to answer it.
When did you start watching this show? In what year?
Oh, my gosh. I've been watching the show for at least 20 plus years. I actually started watching it when Scotty and Laura got married.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay.
Wow.
Now, granted, it was... I remember them living together. Now, granted, I was only like 7, but when I actually really started watching the show. I remember them living together, and I remember the whole Luke and Laura, the pre-rape, all that stuff. But again, I was still in school, but that's when I kind of started watching it.
Right. See, the reason
they had excellent writing back then.
My God, yeah.
They were to get back to the writing, to storylines back in the day, then high school.
But that's my point. Do you see those actors and actresses on the show today doing what those guys did back then?
Yes and no. I mean, I've seen some really. I've seen some really good storylines.
Yeah.
I've seen some really good actors play those storylines, and I've seen cruddy storylines with cruddy actors. Now, it's been 20 years of me watching the show.
Cruddy back in the day is completely different from cruddy today. Would you agree? Bad back then is great today.
Well, yeah, I mean, definitely, I'll agree with you there, but, you know, if you look on what's TV, we've got reality shows and people are accepting that, so, you know, it's here nor there. You know, I've seen some really good stuff come out of this show, but I've also seen, again, some great stuff.
all I'm saying is, back in the day, it made people who did not watch soap operas like myself appreciate what was going on that screen.
Right.
Even guys like AJ, I remember I hated that guy. And I'm like, why do I hate this man so much? Why do I even care? He did that good of a job.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. That's why, like,
there's a bunch of AJs. But are you talking about after that played AJ? Because there was AJ was had a few actors playing that role.
Yep.
Back in 97 when he was trying to get his son back, whatever the actors, I don't know who his name is.
The one with the black hair, the one that played on.
The one with the little short guy,
yeah.
The point is, I cared about Sonny, I cared about Jay, I cared about all of those guys. And I was forced to watch this thing from the beginning to ask punishment. For something that I didn't do. I still maintain my innocence to this day.
Okay.
And I'm like, man. Well,
somebody held a gun to your head?
Yeah.
I think I know what your point is there, Jay. I think you're saying if people were to tune in now, they would not want to watch it. Is that what you're trying to say?
It's not necessarily the actors, and it's not necessarily the storylines, and it's not necessarily the script. It's a combination of, because even the good actors can't work with...
Yes.
And that's with Steve Burton.
He can't.
No. You can look on his face. The guy is in pain, okay?
Guys, look at his
scenes, okay? And he takes that deep breath and blinks a couple of times and looks to the side.
But that's part of Jason's character.
You can tell the difference. Listen, it's like I'm watching this show now and it makes no sense. Who the hell has time to plot and get their cousin or their sister broken up by hiring
someone. Okay, wait.
All right, I can't do any wrong.
These guys have way too much time on their hands. Wait a minute, one at a time.
We can't hear you.
One at a time. Okay. It's crazy. And here's the thing. Those storylines back in the day, they made sense.
Oh, my God.
Go ahead. Carly, go.
No, okay.
I love Laura Wright, so she can do no wrong. I love Laura Wright.
Thank you.
What? You don't like Laura? You don't think that she...
No, it's not about that. Listen, bottom line, I'm telling you guys right now here fully. Maxie Spinelli, Laura Wright,
Wait.
All of these couples that you guys are watching this show now, bottom line, right, 100%, they will not stand the test of time.
Maybe, in my opinion, if they're not careful, the people behind the scenes, their show is going to totally end, you know,
That's why it's not going to stand the test of time.
Right. And the way they're going with all three ABC shows, none of them will be on.
Yeah.
Because they'll go down one right after the other.
Right.
I agree.
Look at the ones that have been on in the radio days. You had Guiding Light, As the World Turns.
Right. Yeah, exactly. They had some really good writers, actors.
You had Kim Dimmer. You had all these wonderful Tom Pelfrey, and everything. Boy, I would love to see Tom Pelfrey on General Hospital. That would be so awesome. He's a really good actor.
I mean, Rick Hurst came out of Guiding Light.
Another question.
I remember him. He was so cute. I had a crush on him when he was in Guiding Light.
He was the son. Yeah, what was his name? He played the son.
His son?
When Tom Pelfrey was on Guiding Light, oh my gosh. He had the most scenes with Reva.
I know.
Oh yeah, they were awesome together. They were awesome together. They really were.
He's such a wonder, and that was his first real acting gig too. He just came out of school when he went into that, and
He
yep.
is so
yep.
awesome.
Wow.
Any scene, he was with anybody on in a scene, and he pulled it off, you know. And
yeah. yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just love him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So maybe if he were to, maybe they should hire Tom Felton, but I don't think he'd want to go to GH because it's so terrible.
Who in the hell would want to go to GH other than somebody?
Guys who need money.
You know,
guys who need money. Guys who
yeah,
need money.
I was just getting ready.
No.
Otherwise, you just need a freaking job, because look at Vanessa. Now, she came from prime time. Now she's going back to daytime. I guess he has nothing else going for her. You know.
And she's also married. She's
no,
also
I
married.
Think a lot of
well, you got to pay your bills.
No,
I family
too.
That.
She
went
to
her family.
Guys.
See, I'm of the mind that if you're not going to do something right, don't do it at all.
Mm.
But see, there are guys who would just get excited that she's coming back. Ooh, ah, she's here. I mean, come on. What is she going to do in this climate of GH?
Not a damn thing.
I mean, let's talk. No, let's get real. Let's get real. What is she going to do?
She's not saved the show. No.
Guys, I mean, you can give people now, viewers, anything, and they would just accept it.
Okay, you know what, Zay?
Yes
sorry.
And no. We're still not accepting Jason. I'm not accepting that.
Thank you.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's in front of the TV set, and do I watch it? No, I'm not accepting it. I turn it off because I don't want to watch it.
Guys, no, Gibson's crazy, and he's racist.
What?
Okay.
Carry on.
Okay, no,
my poor Mel. Mel has issues. Mel needs help now. We all must say a
quality
prayer
director,
for Mel.
Okay, we are saying a prayer for Mel Gibson. Okay.
Stay on topic, Carly.
Wait. I didn't bring Mel Gibson up. You did. Okay, so, Zay?
Yeah, I'm here. What do you need?
Oh, my God. Zay, just can for one on you, can just behave? Can
what?
You just do that?
I'm
just
behaving.
Oh, gosh.
No popcorn.
Have you guys
tonight.
You heard from Dee at all? Dee was sexy. That girl was
Well, if she ever calls in the show again, Zay, I will tell her how much you like her sexiness or whatever, but
don't say it like that. Please.
Oh God, I totally could, couldn't I?
Anyway, so what else is in the cards, people?
I don't know. I can't think anymore because I haven't slept in like 4 days. So.
Look, guys, this show has potential, but guys need to make hard decisions and let some fan favorites go. Okay, we need some
blood. You know, but we're only a handful of. We're only a handful of people, so, you know.
Yeah.
Listen, that doesn't mean anything. That doesn't mean anything.
Huh?
Small groups is where it starts, okay?
I mean, we're doing what we can, but I mean, we could write letters, and I'm hearing that actually it's the snail mail letters that really do the difference, and it's something that, a personal letter, not like a letter where everybody sends in. It's more personal, or it's more better if you send in a personal letter and snail mail, or how you feel about what's going on with the show and send it to, like, all the different, you know, fronds. And
mm-hmm. You know what? I hate to be Debbie Downer, but I'm telling you, I don't care what you do. You can write. You can call.
Yes.
You can put a blimp up in the air. These people don't have an agenda.
Okay.
Exactly. I agree with you.
Really want to do. You're going to have a nervous breakdown trying to see, you know, trying to save this show.
I agree.
Hey, Shirley, wait a minute. There was a campaign about Charles Pratt to get rid of AMC, and there was somebody that called in a radio show, and she was kind of talking about that. She was on the campaign, and she actually sent in letters, and she called, and she was so fed up with how he was writing AMC. He killed off some really good actors on that show and all that, and he actually got fired from AMC.
So before everyone lets play the negative card about, oh, it might not work, well, why, for once, people should just try the positive route and try it. It does not hurt.
Hey, Carly. Scarlett, Caroline.
I, you know what?
Did he call you Carol? Did I hear Caroline in there?
I did.
Okay,
you
know, I don't believe it anymore. You know, I'm just going to root for my couple, and they may never, ever, 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 ever happen. But you know what?
Okay.
I still love them.
God, that's when we really need a hero. Geez. You know,
what the sad thing about is that if they were on any other soap opera, Liz and Jason, they would have been together a long time ago.
Oh,
here,
yeah.
Here.
They would be on their fifth kid by now.
Yeah, totally screwed that couple
really?
For 12 years. I mean, they have had every opportunity to write for that couple, but they keep giving us a little bit of a fishing line and hook, and then they let the fish go. And then they'll bring it back in and then let it go again. It's like, you know what? Shit or get off the damn pot, put them together, and give them a freaking story.
You know, like, I think
that's the new campaign, shit or get off the pot.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. They just don't want Jason to grow. I don't know. They want Jason to stay in this boat.
I know.
What they don't get is there's nothing more sexier than a monster who's married, who has some kids, and he loves his wife. There's nothing more sexier.
Johnny has married more times.
Jason Morgan can't have one.
I know. Sonny's had his kids and his wives and his happiness for a time, but Jason can't have his happiness and kids and a family.
You're applying logic to where logic does not.
Okay, you know what?
Wait, the girls, don't you agree? Don't you agree? When Sonny is married and he's in love, isn't he like the sexiest thing ever?
Yes, he is.
So, wouldn't that apply with Jason, too?
I know.
And trust me, that man has had more love in his life since he's been there than Jason will ever have. He will always have a woman. I mean, that man has more women in his basket than he needs.
He's populated all of Port Charles by himself.
I need to double wrap him because he don't need any more kids.
Wow.
Wow.
I mean, they look clean when they pop out a kid.
Bridget, man, you should not speak too soon because Claire's now, she wants a baby with Sonny.
I know, give him a lucky impregnator so he can have a kid.
But Lucky doesn't have any money.
Wait,
I mean, seriously, give her somebody that, I mean, my gosh. Give her to Steve. Steve and her would be a good match. Hell, let Steve impregnate her. I mean, my gosh.
Spinelli is wanting to impregnate Robin. He would help her out.
I forgot about that. Right, that's one of
them. True. Let's see who we can get her pregnated to. I mean, seriously, it's like she's a cow going to get inseminated. Let's go. Poor girl. I mean, geez, Louise.
Oh, my God.
We're wrong.
I want to make sure that Sam can't get pregnant, right? I don't want to have a miracle baby.
Her uterus is supposed to be dead. It's supposed to be out of business.
No, Sam, no, when she got shot, that fixed that.
Yeah.
But that stuff's going to heal. That tissue's going to heal. And so eventually she'll be able to have a kid.
Steve
and Kelly, they both said no marriage,
no kids.
It's just
thank goodness
booty calls
for that.
And Mr.
There is booty calls.
Chinese food and beer.
Right, and
that's all she's good for is in the picture.
And romantic gun poems.
He says that he's in love, and he probably is. You know, he probably does love her. I mean, he did love her in the past, so apparently he must love her again.
Can't be with the one you love the one you're with.
Yeah, I know. If that were Liz in that scene with Jason, she would have just sat with him and found, and you know, was talked to him and see how he's feeling.
Exactly.
Sit down and have a conversation and not go upstairs, get your scantily clothes on and have sex with him right away. She would have just sat down there and just sat with him.
Kissed him and held him,
Like
the night of passion. Like the night of passion. They had their little time, and then they sat on the couch and talked about everything.
Yes,
I mean,
question. How many times that night of passion do you think Liz and Jason had sex? Now, I have my own theory.
They had it behind the couch.
Yeah.
They had it probably on
the
couch.
Couch.
They probably went up to Brenda's old room a few times.
Three, four.
And I'd say a few, more than a few.
My estimate.
I hope you had enough Enduro condoms because that didn't help. I mean, you know, the family brand didn't work.
You guys, your history cracks me up. You guys know, like, a lot.
Oh, it is.
I mean, I've been watching this show since I was in diapers. I mean,
but I don't remember all the names.
They kind of remember the conversation when they were drinking the shot, and she goes, "I don't regret that night with Xander because that gave her because he saw Xander and her together." When he, she didn't get pregnant. She got pregnant back in 03 or something. Because she had Jake and she had Dandra in 04, so they kind of screwed up on that.
Really? Oh, okay.
Yeah, because Dandra, I guess he just made it because of their story.
Xander and her didn't sleep together till at that party.
Was it
a Halloween party?
It was just that one time.
But there was a time when Jason was coming to see how Liz was doing. This was after.
That was the first time they slept together, when she was from the crypt.
Yeah.
Her and Dan slept together that time, but they also slept together when she had was pregnant with Cameron. It was at a Halloween party.
I think they were like, remember she was in her studio, and then Jason came by, and the door was ajar, and she saw Xander.
That was the first time they slept together. When she was scared of the dark, and he brought her that nightlight. When they first slept together. But then they slept together when her and Rick were together.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a Halloween party, and that's when she was pregnant with Cameron.
Oh, okay.
Yep. That was a one-night stand, too.
In my delusional mind, Cameron is Jason's. I don't care.
In my delusional mind, Aiden is Jason's, too, because... Because of what she said to him when she ran into him crying.
That's what I wanted to ask you guys. Is it my imagination? Is Edward Coleman not in the opening credits anymore?
No.
Because I
was
on that
song. I don't think he is. I
haven't watched live in so long, I wouldn't even know who's in the opening credits.
I'm trying to remember.
I just watch on YouTube and fast forward all the spam and the.
Mm-hmm.
But I love the Welcome Ho.
I know.
I love that.
I had to go and check that on YouTube. I mean, Steve was cracking up, and they just left it in there because I mean it was so natural. I mean it was funny.
I swear, this whole show is hilarious, General Hawks, but I start laughing, you know?
Funny.
Especially just in the beginning of the show today when Michael can interrupt their love fest or whatever.
And her mumbling. I had to rewind that 5 times to listen to what she was talking about when she was mumbling coming down the stairs.
Oh, yeah. She said
about wine or something.
Yeah. Can you bring up the wine or something or whatever?
Yeah, but she was mumbling so damn low you could hardly hear it.
My God, I just wish I could just go to the studio here and go, like, you know.
I hear you.
Put a gun to their head and say, wait a minute, you need to listen to the fans and, you know.
Oh, yeah, right.
I know, in my dreams.
Okay.
All right. When is their fail or sale or whenever gonna when are they
fail? tail? Didn't they say, like, they wanted to do it around January or something?
Okay, yep. January of next year, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like the end of January or something like that?
Mm-hmm. And they should.
Aren't they having something, like a something, like Stephen Kelly in Ontario or something?
No, really? No, they are not.
In Ontario?
I thought I was reading something on Twitter somewhere. I was, like, going back and forth into pages of other people's stuff, and I could have sworn I read that.
Ontario?
I thought they weren't going to do any more together.
Maybe it was an old Twitter or something.
There was Kelly and a couple of other actors, but not Steve.
No.
Oh, maybe that's what it was.
No, it was Johnny, let me see.
Yeah, there you go, Johnny and Kelly and...
Yeah, but not
and,
Steve is not...
And she is doing a lot of her PA now with Patrick, Jason Thompson.
Oh, maybe that's what it was, Jason Thompson. I was thinking maybe...
Well, I just wish that Liz could... If they're not going to put Liz and Jason together right now, just maybe they could put him with somebody else in the meantime or something, you know, other than their significant others or something.
Oh, well, I'd rather have him single. Let him be single and toting a gun.
I'm so tired of, I just don't get why they put him with, I know it's, but I mean, come on. I mean, that like their day was done. Sam and Jason had their day. That couple
Well, that's what I'm saying. They're just—it's they had their time. It was cute. It was romantic, in their day. But then as time went through and it got boring. I don't know what happened or whatever. But it's just not sexy to me or romantic or anything. It's just like okay. It's just like I don't want to say it, but that.
It's sex, you know.
There you go. Yeah, just raunchy.
The same thing he had with Carly, you know, and he thought he was
Corby.
In love with Carly, but it
Courtney
was, it
too.
Was,
that
it
whole
was
Courtney mess.
Oh God.
A physical thing.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
Yeah, but listen, Courtney. Yeah, you know, you could. It was more watchable than it's with Sam.
Yes.
Yeah,
but you know what? I got when he was with Courtney, I kind of. Stopped watching General Hospital for like a long time because they weren't.
You're
like
still rooting for Liz.
Yeah, because they weren't putting him with Liz and everything. And I thought, well, you know, I'll get away. She was with Rick, and I'm like, you know what? Instead of just putting myself through this, I'm gonna get away from it. So I got away with it. I got away from it. Was watching Channel 2, and then I went on to the campus. I joined the campus, but I didn't go on the campus like all the time. I could do Message Sports now. And I
kept flipping over to Tuesday Night.
I know, and then I thought, well, eventually, if I see a positive spoiler, that's good. Then I saw positive spoilers that, you know, things were happening, and then I started tuning back in. So.
Oh, is they still here?
No, I think you left.
Oh, did Jay leave? I thought so, because it was quiet.
No, Jay's here. Jay's there.
Jay, you still here?
Yes, I'm here. I'm here.
Oh, you're here. I thought you hung up. Are you just listening?
I'm on the PlayStation. I'm on the PlayStation right now. Go ahead.
Oh, you're on PlayStation. Oh, okay. So you just listen to all the women chat away, huh?
Pretty much. Can I ask the host a question, please?
Go ahead.
I guess.
She's like, I don't know.
How would you rank this show?
Oh, God. You know what I'm saying? Okay, Zay, I don't feel well.
Carly, just answer the question. How would you rate that?
Why?
Well,
why?
Just say how you feel.
I'm the co-host, so I'll answer. I would rate this show, in my opinion, like a 3 right now.
Okay.
That's
Carly.
I think he wants to hear from you, Carly. So, how would you rate the show?
A 5.
A 5.
Okay.
So, when was GH at in 8? What era?
2006.
When was it at
even before that?
When was
it? Yeah, it was a little bit before that. It was a lead up to it.
Well,
I think it was early 2000s when they were through the crypt and all that. And then when he came back and when they almost made love then. And let's see.
See, you know, I never saw The Crap. Everybody talks about that. But
oh,
I don't know.
Yeah. Go on.
Go
on.
You got to watch
YouTube.
Old clip.
Yeah.
Watch
that.
You need to go watch it on YouTube. It's on YouTube. Go watch it. You'll love that.
Yeah.
It was so great. The way he was going after her, the way he was trying to get to her and save Liz and everything, it was so awesome. You know, he was her hero.
Or I just don't remember it. I don't know.
Yeah, a little skinny Steve
yes.
Burton.
Carly.
Yeah.
Oh, I saw Steve Burton once.
Yeah.
Made the website for you.
That was like 10 years ago, though.
I told you it would be
very
on Sunday.
Beautiful.
No. Who made it for you? Who designed it?
This is a friend of mine.
Oh, I could have had that done for you months ago. But anyway, carry on.
Say, I said by the end of the summer, and it's almost the end of the summer. So.
Okay. Next topic.
So.
Somebody. Guys, I don't know the state of affairs in this world. Who knows if GH is going to make it, okay? I don't think it's going to make it.
They need new material. It starts from the top. And
it does start from the top and it goes down.
The writers need to write something original instead of rinse and repeat.
Who's at the top? Who do we need to assassinate?
No, I think it's got to be the person above Franz, but she's ahead of date. She's like.
I said three.
I
said
Anthony. Who's over Phelps?
I didn't hear that.
What?
It's the Disney people, whoever they are. I mean,
the people ahead of her. The
people
Disney
own it.
Yeah,
Disney.
I mean,
they own it.
Carly.
Yeah, the people.
Yes,
that, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Yes,
I'm surprised they're even liking the character of Sam in her the way she dresses, and because that's talking ABC, you know, Disney Channel, you know, it's a family oriented station supposedly.
I know.
You know, I just don't see, this is the part that I really don't understand. Now they have, I mean, Kelly, she dresses in all these weird outfits and she doesn't wear a bra and all that. And then some of the scenes are kind of, you know, but yet that one scene at the Metro Court with when Steve and Becky made love, they cut that scene because ABC said they weren't going there. I said, well, okay. Now Steve is really taking off his shirt and he's just going at it now. I said, I just don't understand that. They thought that scene was a bit racy. How can they think that scene was racy? What did they do?
Well, when they have, that's what I don't get either. You know, here you have Sam in the bathtub by herself.
Right.
Having phone sex. I mean, he wasn't having phone sex with her. He was by himself. She was having phone sex by herself. To me, that's more racy and more taboo than two people having sex.
I don't know.
I mean, is this the essence of a soap opera? This is not the essence of a soap opera, right?
No, I don't know. That's the whole point.
No.
That's the whole point. No, it's not.
I mean, it's like, what?
Back in the day, soap operas were built on family, romance, love.
And where is
romance
that?
And love and treachery.
Some comedy, you know, and some, you know, some adventure. It was a balance of everything, you know.
Where is that in GH today?
Oh, you don't have it. That's the point.
So then why are people okay, never mind. Carly.
Yes, they.
What time are you going to bed tonight?
Oh, my God. I don't know.
I don't know. I need to go. I didn't realize what time it is. I have to go, too, because I got to get up early.
I think I'm going to go, too, so I will call you tonight, Carly, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
All right.
Bye, Carrie.
Bye.
I'll call you tonight.
Bye. Bye.
And she'll be by that phone anticipating your call.
Yes, she will.
Stay impressed. Oh, God.
Bridget speaks the truth, guys.
Charlie, are you there? Yes, I am here.
So you got the website running. That's good. That's really
good. Yes. So maybe if you call in next week. Oh, my God. Why am I? Okay, if you call in next week.
So now you don't want me to call in? You don't want me to call in? Is that where you were going just then?
No, why would you even say that? See? No, I. Yes, Zay.
Do not be a dictator. Please.
Zay, I'm not a dictator. I'm a controlling little person. It's not a dictator. I'm controlling, and I know that. And. Yeah.
So who's still with us? Hello?
Bridget?
Yes.
Bridget,
and,
did you see Inception? Did you guys see Inception, everybody?
Nope.
No, I didn't see. I haven't been to the movies recently. I haven't seen Inception. No.
Guys, go and see that movie.
Mm. Is that the only good movie out there?
Well, Expendables, because I'm a guy, of course. But
Expendables. Oh, with Sly and Keith?
Yes.
Yeah, well, that's not my kind of movie. Yeah, that's a real guy movie. That's not my kind of movie.
Did you know that at night, Chili, it costs like $10 now to go see a movie at night, and then during the day is like $9.50?
It's $10 where you are? It's like $13.
Wow.
Oh, okay. Well, okay.
Yeah,
I wonder how much it costs in New York. Must be close to $15 now.
Wow.
No,
how much is it there, Bridget?
I'm sure it's.
I don't know. I haven't been to the movies in a long time.
See, I pay $5.
I wait till they get on DVD. It's a hell of a lot cheaper.
Yeah, really.
I can watch it in the privacy of my own home.
All right. And just go to the old red box for $1.
Yep, that's right.
Ordinarily, that's me, but there are some films that you just must support.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, yeah. I understand. Oh, yeah. Some movies you have to see, you know, on the big screen. Yeah, definitely.
Because in my opinion, the only way this thing's going to get better is if we just one film at a time. Get behind a solid director. And maybe things will get better, but I don't know.
I'm gonna watch. Well, no, I'm all caught up with Army White, except for last week, so I haven't watched. And I haven't watched Drop Dead, but not next week, but the week after Drop Dead Divas 2-hour thing, and I don't know when the. And when is Army Wife season finale?
This Sunday. It's 2 hours, too.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a Sunday.
Wow.
So, guys, I mean, what's good, guys? Anything new? I mean, what's the news? What's the business?
Well, Michael Douglas has throat cancer.
I know.
So, wait, but he's going to be okay? I mean,
they're talking on, you know, all the shows.
Yeah, but I thought throat cancer was pretty, I mean, am I wrong? I thought when you have throat cancer, it's usually, like, really bad when
fatal.
You have, like...
Fatal?
Yeah, I thought, you know. Yeah, and...
How do you get throat cancer?
Well, isn't it a tumor or something?
They said he was a very heavy, heavy smoker.
Smoker.
Very heavy smoker. And,
isn't his dad one, too? I mean, maybe I'm getting...
Was his dad a smoker?
Yeah.
Or what? Oh,
yeah.
I don't know. Maybe he was, but Kirk Douglas, he had a major stroke.
Oh, okay, yeah. Oh, okay,
you know,
yeah.
He had a massive stroke. And and see what else? What else is in the news? Angelina's little girl, Shiloh. Now she's got gender problems. I mean,
okay.
What
is going on here?
Wait, what?
Well, I didn't see it, but in fact, I think my sister sent me the link to it. Angie, her daughter, you know, her and Brad, what's the girl's name, is Shiloh. Well, she's four, and she doesn't want long hair, so Angie cut off her hair. She didn't want to wear, like, you know, girly things, you know, like little bathing suits. She wants to be bare-chested like the guys. So Angie wants her to, she is allowing her to express herself, her sexuality. And, you know, and kids go through this. Sometimes they go out of it. So they're going to monitor her for the next couple of years or so. And if she outgrows, it's fine. And if she's not, then, Houston, we have a problem. I mean, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
So I guess she sounds like she could be like a transgender.
Okay,
transgender.
Let's move on now. What else?
What was in the news? And this is what they're talking about on the
Well, guys, I'll tell you who to look out for as a director. Hmm. Ben Affleck. This guy shows extreme promise.
Ben Affleck?
As a director.
Because
yeah,
I'm really not into his acting.
No.
I like Matt Damon.
Well, what has he directed?
He did Gone Baby Gone. That was good film. Good film.
Oh, now Gone Baby Gone. That wasn't too bad. That's the one with the baby and what's the actor's name?
Morgan Freeman.
That was pretty. Oh, that's right. He did direct that, didn't he?
That was pretty good.
He's got another one
coming out called The Town, and this guy, look, not a lot of guys show the promise that this guy has potential to be one of the greats. This guy's good.
Mm.
He's real good. Real good. Yeah.
Well,
so,
didn't he and Matt Damon, didn't they start out together, you know?
Yeah. Hmm. So, does anyone have any questions for me? Anything I can clear up for you guys?
No. I mean, now that I can think of you, thank you. But
now, Harley, you do not speak for everyone, okay? There are two other people on the line, okay? That your response was too quick.
Okay, fine, sorry.
I have a question. How far have you gotten in your quest for fame?
Halfway mark.
Halfway mark. Now, so what do you have to do? I mean, you know, in order to complete this, in order for... So one day we'll be passing the theater and see your name up in lights?
What do I have to do? Is that the question?
Yeah, I mean, what are you doing? Are you writing? I want to know
the script is already done. I just need to get the funds ready and then I'll shoot. Then I'm good as gold.
Oh, okay.
Good as gold. Yeah.
All right.
Carly.
Yes.
Caroline?
Listen, okay, they, yes.
No matter what I say, okay, I just want this show to get better. That's all I want TH to get better, okay? Now, if this show gets better, okay, I want you guys to all sit back and watch the comedians come out of the woodwork.
Okay.
These guys are going to come out and say, oh, we've been GH fans since we were this, since we were that. Yeah. Now, you have two options at that point. You can get happy and say, okay, more people know of GH, more people are talking about it, fine. Or you can get angry and say, wait a minute, when I was hosting radio shows, when I was breaking three sweats, fighting those JSAM fans, where were all of you guys? Watch. This show, and that's a big if.
Oh,
capital,
gosh. Okay.
Capital,
I wouldn't be holding my breath.
Capital E-F, if this show gets back on track. Watch the community. Just sit back, be mature, and just watch all of these people come out.
Okay.
It'll shock you. It will shock you.
Mm. No, but, I mean, I hope the show is getting better. I'm going to be positive. I am just done with all the negative that everyone sense because I mean,
I'm right there. I'm with you guys, but see, like, man, when things like that happen, it tarnishes, like, I don't know how you guys feel, but when everyone jumps back on the GH bandwagon, okay, it's going to be very hard to sift through them and see who the true GH fans are.
I know. I think that will happen when GH gets good again. I know, and people will lie and say, oh, I was on the big rig into the Test City time. No, you were not. You got it. Gosta Lyles.
Ooh, Carly.
You're a fighter in real life, aren't you? What? You know, people will lie and say, oh, we have been there for all the tough moments. No, you haven't. People just get on the bandwagon when it's good. It's like when the Mariners are winning, people think, oh, the Mariners are the best thing. And when we are losing, people don't even say the word Mariners. But when they are winning again, it's like they have been there the whole time.
Well,
so,
I'm going to tell you right now, I am not one who have been here all the time. I got sick of it, and I'm not going to waste my hour watching something that I don't like. And the only way that I will come back is if they put Steve and Becky back together. Now, that's not going to save the whole show. It's not.
Yeah, I know.
I just want to see them together. You know, then they can cancel it. Then I won't give it that.
You don't have to keep watching it. No, you're still on the ship. You're hoping things get better, but you just completely stop watching it. And that's fine. Well, I'm talking about the guys who just completely left. They were never really there. They just jumped on the bandwagon, okay? Guys, just watch. This is exactly what I'm going through right now with Batman. All of these people, where were they in 97? Heath Ledger, wherever Heath Ledger is now, this guy, he has to be scratching his head and saying, wait a minute, where were all of these millions of fans when I was alive?
Right.
Where were all of these guys?
Now he's a god.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He's gone now. He died.
Yeah.
Now he's the biggest thing.
Yeah.
Well,
Come on, man.
The same thing could be said about Michael Jackson. People despise the guy. And the moment he was Timothy Andrew, the moment that it was like God died, I mean, not God died, but you know what I mean. By saying they have been fans the whole time, and it's like, okay, people need to stop lying about that, though.
This is why I say people are fake. Guys, just be on the lookout. Be on the lookout, because these guys, see, those are the guys that the studio heads are catering to. And you guys should get angry. Those are the guys that they're going for.
Well, don't worry, Zay, when you read my blog, you will see how angry I am.
You have a blog.
Oh God.
I will be having a blog on the website. Yeah. You think I'm crazy on the air? Okay, read my blog
easy.
Yeah.
Easy.
Look out, world. Carly is loose.
Yes, I will be because.
Watch out. Here she comes.
Yes,
you're a fighter in real life, aren't you?
Walking down the street.
Yes, I am, and I don't take things lying
How
down.
Tall are
I mean,
you?
Is this.
How tall are you?
5'5", why?
How much do you weigh?
Oh, God, okay, Zay.
I'm trying to put you in lightweight.
No, Zay. You're never supposed to ask a woman how much she weighs.
Okay, next
that
time.
That is so impolite.
Oh,
are you
going to
ask Bridget and Sully that question?
You're the one that said you were the fighter. I'm trying to put
I am the fighter.
Okay, that's where we're coming from. Yeah. So, guys, it's been a pleasure talking with you. You guys are awesome, man. You guys are awesome.
Oh, shut up, Jay.
You guys are, man. It's true, man. Carly, even though Carly's a dictator.
Okay, you know what? I'm not a dictator.
Yes, you are. You threatened to cut me off. because I didn't agree with your ideology. That's what you did. That's what you said. You said this on the radio show, live. Not 25 minutes ago.
Coming from you live.
We can play the tape back. That's what you said from your own mouth. You are a dictator, female Mussolini. Female Mussolini. You're a dictator.
A female Mussolini. Oh, my God.
Okay.
And I want to ask all Daytime at Dark listeners to be embarrassed and ashamed of your particular style of hosting. Everybody out there knows.
They is nothing about being dictators. I'm controlled. I know that. But when someone is saying things that they have been saying for 6 months and try to goad me, especially goad me when I'm sick, I'm not going to play that card with you. I'm sorry. Bridget?
Yes.
Truly?
Yes.
Okay, Zane's gone.
Oh, Zane. Well.
I know. Yeah. Yes. Oh, and Bridget, you go back on Monday, or did you go back on?
Yeah, we have training tomorrow and Friday. But, yeah, I go back to the bus on Monday.
Monday is today. I know.
No more
starts school. Yeah.
No more vacation for me. I'm back to work.
Back to the old grind.
Why did
and what are your hours, Bridget? What are your hours?
Well, I drive four to 4.5 hours on my route, but they have trips in between. So some days I could work 6 hours or 13 hours, or it just depends on the day.
Wow.
Some days I don't have anything at all, so I just have my 4.5 hour route.
And then I do my
motel work every other weekend, and then I work on the ranch in between that. So I keep pretty busy.
Wow.
But I got a little of a break this summer. Dad kind of took it easy on me, so I'm not so stressed out.
Why did you have to do training if, you know, you've been there for like,
It's mandatory. You have to do some certain amount of training every year for your CDL to keep up with or keep everything up to date. So, yeah, every year there's mandatory training. So.
And you, Philly, your grandson goes back to school too on Monday?
Yeah, he goes back to school. We went shopping for him this past weekend, you know, because this was the tax-free weekend. So we went shopping for, you know, bought his school stuff and whatnot. And, Monday is it. Back to school.
Yeah.
Back
my
to
grandma school. Always bought all school stuff. I mean, that was like the one time a year, basically, where we could go shopping for all our clothes and get what, I mean, not whatever we want, but if there was something special, like a special outfit we wanted, that's when we usually got it.
So,
you guys have tax-free.
Yeah.
Wow.
Tax-free. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That must have been nice.
Hmm?
That must have been nice. We...
great. Yeah. In fact, even when I was back in New York, they used to have the, you know, tax-free weekend. Yeah.
We have never had a tax-free weekend here. I mean, my brother, yeah. Oh, I almost said, yeah, enjoy your last.